See, there we heard it already. We heard our weather guy say, and there you are with an hour less sleep. See, already they're setting the stage for us to feel extra tired. Does daylight saving time really affect our sleep long term? Here's what experts want you to know. I'll get to that. From a thing called Sleepopolis. And there's a web page for everything, my friends. And this one, it's talking about a certified sleep science coach. We'll look at that later. As somebody once said, we have bigger fish to fry. And the person who's on the burner is Christy Noem. We thought we would talk to Caitlin Buss, deputy editorial page editor for the Detroit News, about Christy Noem being ousted, fired, however you want to call it, as DHS secretary. Caitlin, it's always a pleasure.
Hey, good to be with you. Yeah.
I'm now going to ask you a question that I hope you understand why I'm asking this question. It hasn't been brought up very much these days, but at one time it was brought up from time to time. You are an attractive woman. You're a very attractive woman.
Thank you.
Do you think that that has hindered you? Now, we already know that attractive people do well in overall tests. You know, people like to see attractive people. But we've also seen over the years sometimes attractive people being pushed as dumb blondes or, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. Did any of that come in with Christy Noem, do you think? Or did she just rightfully earn this problem?
Well, I think she rightfully earned it. And her, you know, caricature that she created out of the role was really a symptom of her mismanagement altogether. So, I'm happy to see this development. I have not been a fan of hers for the duration of this administration. I thought she's, you know, as people have pointed out, she's taken an issue that everyone agreed on and tanked it by 20 points, you know, in support in public polling. I mean, she just went too far. And so I wasn't surprised to see Trump get rid of her. He doesn't like that kind of chaos or, you know, bad optics on his watch, even though, you know, obviously all the things about Trump notwithstanding. So I think she created her own bed and she's on to a different job now. Hopefully, you know, that agency can stay on mission, but not be as much of a personality.
Funny you use the expression, she created her own bed. That's a whole other story.
And I honestly wondered when that was going to catch up with them. I mean,
it's been a known secret out there?
Oh, yes, for years. And,
oh, no kidding.
I mean, certainly before the election. So, you know, I guess not everyone knew. I actually believe that Trump may have not known. But certainly once all these things came together and her advertising budget and everything, you know, he had to let her go.
Well, can you imagine you're watching this or later being told about it and you go, wait a minute, I never approved a $220 million ad budget featuring her and all these glamour shots on horses and with hats and all the rest of it. That was just crazy. But it leads me then to this question, because she has shown me no ability to make decisions wisely. For example, was she a good governor? I can't even believe. I forgot she was a governor. Was she a good governor?
It's interesting. I wouldn't normally know this, but I did see, I guess her claim to fame is that she flipped, you know, like 17 seats maybe in the South Dakota Senate while she was governor. So she was effective as governor. I don't know if she was good or not. And that's kind of how she got on the national scene. And I remember her profile rising, you know, in the early Trump years and all of that. And so to see it kind of go, you know, down this way, yeah, she seemed to have lost all of her common sense.
Her ability to understand this, I screamed at the television, but I also screamed about it on the air. When people asked her about the fatal incidents involving federal immigration agents, her only answer should have been, this is a tragic situation that is under investigation, and I will have no comment on it until the investigation is done. But she came out with guns blazing, calling them, you know, these terrorists and all this other stuff. So my question was, who was giving her such bad advice, and why was she following it?
Well, I think she had a very insular circle of Corey Lewandowski and then political operatives who had helped her, you know, in her state. So I think she had a pretty small echo chamber, one. And, you know, I don't know that she ideologically was that different from where Trump is, but she just mismanaged. And, you know, it's almost like out of The Apprentice. I mean, Trump, you know, just doesn't have tolerance for that, even if you disagree with how he manages.
Well, I must say, that was a bad time in our history, and mistakes were clearly made. But the mistakes also included Kristi Noem's reaction, the vice president's reaction, and even the president's reaction, when all three of them should have said, obviously it's a tragedy when American citizens are shot and killed by our American police. We have no comment until we get to the bottom of the investigation that is clearly ongoing. None of them should have said anything. She's the one paying the price right now. But I think she's paying the price for what appear to be a variety of mistakes, whether it's her alleged romantic relationship with her top advisor, a $220 million ad campaign, the conflicting accounts about the fatal incidents involving the federal immigration agents, and everything else. It was time for her to go, and yet he couldn't just fire her. He has appointed her to a new position that he had to create, apparently.
Yeah, that is odd, and I don't know why he couldn't just fire her. You know, like I said, I think he may, you know, have felt somewhat complicit in this getting to this point. I'm not sure, but, you know, she went right out there and announced her new role as if it was a good thing.
Well, they showed her, allegedly, that she had just gotten the phone call being relieved of her duties by the president, and she walked out on stage and did some kind of a magnificent presentation as if, like, nothing happened. I don't know if you saw that. I saw it, and I went, wow, she's handling this a lot better than I would have handled it.
No, there's something off about her just in general during hard times. She doesn't seem to be able to absorb, you know, the seriousness of things that are going on. So I don't know. I've never met her. I probably won't. But, you know, I'm happy to see. We'll see if Mark Wayne gets in there and, you know, what he can do for that role.
So do you feel at all ever that being an attractive woman was sometimes held against you or put you in a position where you had to really, really prove yourself differently?
I don't know about professionally, I have to say. I think it's pretty fair. I think, you know, interpersonally it can certainly be a factor, but it's not, you know, I think I've been okay. I try to put that kind of lower on the list of how I interact with people, and I think people generally do that with me too. But
well, because you're
there are
so
stereotypes
good
out there, but I don't have blonde hair, so I've had it pretty easy.
You are so good at what you do that it only takes a moment for people to understand you are so, so very good at what you do. So that's that. That's all.
Well, thanks,
I'm a
Paul.
Fan. I have been since I first met you, and then I learned you went to Hillsdale, and then how could I not love you? Being a fine Hillsdale College graduate. And then I find that your father is accomplished in the same areas. So you're it. You're 100% real. And we appreciate you coming on.
I try and keep it that way. Thanks, Paul.
You take good care. That's Caitlin Buss, deputy editorial page editor for the great, the Detroit News. As we continue, In Focus on WJR.